something. It's funny, Lord.
Then he got a long tube.
Why Peter get nothing in tube get lit?
And he put one end of the tube in the cow's mouth.
Was a father get loco in tube lap and looking on gormo.
And in the other end of the tube he put a large white pill.
Lapa get grinning at one soup and as a father get pill is a shop egg and up.
Then he blew down the tube.
I was a perpetua pill is a perpetua and nothing in gormo.
And the pill went shooting down the tube into the cow's tummy. And the cow sat straight down and went off to sleep. And the cow doctor said, "Now we'll leave her quiet and comfortable." And I'll come and see her again in the morning. Now the next day the cow doctor came back as he had promised. And the cow doctor and the farmer and
Bobby Brewster
all went across the field to the cow, who was looking worse still. And the cow doctor looked at her and he said, "How do you feel this morning then, cow?" And the cow looked up and said, "Meow!"
"Meow!"
"I beg your pardon."
"Meow!" "Meow!"
"Yesterday she had dog's disease." "I gave her a dog's disease pill." "Now she's got cat's disease." "I'm going to give her a cat's disease pill." "Just to keep her quiet for the moment." "But this is too much for me. We shall have to send for a cow specialist." Now, a cow specialist is a very special sort of cow doctor. And this one was a famous man. He lived across the sea. Had to come by air. As a matter of fact, he came by helicopter.
And
he landed the very next morning, plonk in the middle of the very next field. He was a tall man with all grim spectacles. Very stern. Much sterner than me. He got out of the helicopter and he strode across the field, followed by the cow doctor, the farmer, and Bobby Brewster. Now, I cannot describe how miserable the cow was looking by then. Worse than ever. But the cow specialist took no notice. He said, "How now, cow?" You'll never guess what happened. The cow looked up and said, "Quack, quack!"
"Quack, quack!"
"I beg your pardon?"
"Angizwa."
"Quack, quack!"
"Quack, quack!"
cow specialist, you may laugh, the cow specialist still took no notice.
Kona lapho futhi lo specialist lesa says udokotela omkhulu wenkomo akanakanga lutho.
He said, get up.
Wasethi, sukuma.
Well, the cow didn't feel like getting up.
Inkomo azange ithande nje impela nokuthi inyakaze.
She got up.
Kodwa sukuma.
Now run round the field.
Manje gijima ke uzungeze insimu.
Well, the very last thing the cow wanted to do was to run round the field.
Ngakho ke inkomo eyayithanda ukuthi nje igijime round insimu.
But she ran.
Agijima.
And just when she was in the middle of a clump of prickly pears,
that my sister phakathi kwenansi ngokwata pear lapha impela nokugodla uthukele igijima.
The cow specialist shouted, "Sit down!"
Wasiyamemeza ke lona wofinga eRoberts ehlala phansi khona lapho.
She sat in the prickles and moo.
Bathala khona lapho benkofuthi thekela ngiyazi ukuthi uthe ukuhlaba kanjani. Asiyatyahla sehlala khona lapho hoya hlatsha moo.
What did you say?
Jenny.
Moo.
Moo.
Repeat that.
Sinda lobo.
Moo.
Yasho kanjani inkomo njengoba esho nje.
And you know from that day to this,
wala ngalelo langa ke,
that cow has never said anything but moo.
Le nkomo azange isho lutho ngaphandle kokuthi nje moo.
Which all goes to show what a very clever man the specialist was, doesn't it?
Yes. Konke lokho kukhombisa ukuthi ke specialist ngoku indoda lona wife ngalo plan umuntu oyehlakaniphe kakhulu impela ke nje.
And that's the end of the story.
Laphela ke indaba.